وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. مرشدي ومولاي قرة عيني وثمرة فؤادي حضرت والا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکات العالیہ. حضرت نے بتایا، اللہ نے اپنی اولی کی تعریف بتائی ہے، ان اولیاؤہ الا المتقون، اللہ کے اولی صرف وہی ہے جو گناہ سے بچتے ہیں، گناہ سے بچتے وہی اللہ کے اولی ہیں. اللہ نے یہ نہیں فرمایا ان اولیاؤہ الا المتحجدون، اللہ کے اولی جو تحجد پڑھنے والے ہیں وہ اللہ کے اولی، یہ نہیں بتایا. اور یہ بھی نہیں بتایا ان اولیاؤہ الا المتنفلون، اللہ کے اولی وہ ہے جو نفل زیادہ پڑھنے والے ہیں، یہ بھی نہیں بتایا. اللہ میاں کا یہ اعلان ہے، میرا اولی وہی ہے جو گناہ سے بچتے ہیں. تو دیکھیے حضرت کا، حضرت کے نصیحت سنیے. حضرت نے بتایا کہ دیکھو، مجھے اللہ میاں جو قرب عطا کیا ہے آنکھوں کی حفاظت کی وجہ سے کیا ہے، آنکھوں کی حفاظت کی وجہ سے کیا ہے. تو آنکھوں کی حفاظت اتنی ضرورت ہے، اتنی اشد ضرورت ہے آنکھوں کی حفاظت. تو آنکھوں کی حفاظت حضرت اللہ کیسے کرتے ہیں، اس کے بارے میں ان کے ایک خلیفہ طائب صاحب کراچی وہ اشعار میں بہت شاندار اور جاندار طور پر بتایا حضرت اللہ کس طرح آنکھوں کی حفاظت کرتے ہیں، وہ آپ لوگوں کو سناتا ہوں. مرشدی کی نظر گز بسر سے نہ ہوتی ہے، مرشدی کی نظر گز بسر سے نہ ہوتی ہے، کیا خوش نظری خوش نظری خوش نظری ہے. مرشدی کی نظر گز بسر سے نہ ہوتی ہے، مرشدی کی نظر گز بسر سے نہ ہوتی ہے، کیا خوش نظری خوش نظری خوش نظری ہے. دل تور کے دل جور دیا سب کا خدا سے، دل تور کے دل جور دیا سب کا خدا سے، کیا دل شکانی دل شکانی دل شکانی ہے، کیا دل شکانی دل شکانی دل شکانی ہے. فساق کو عشاق سے القاب دلائے، فساق کو عشاق سے القاب دلائے، کیا خوش لقبی خوش لقبی خوش لقبی ہے، کیا خوش لقبی خوش لقبی خوش لقبی ہے. فساق کو عشاق سے القاب دلائے، فساق کو عشاق سے القاب دلائے، کیا خوش لقبی خوش لقبی خوش لقبی ہے، کیا خوش لقبی خوش لقبی خوش لقبی ہے. کہتے بھی ہے کم اور کہے دیتے ہیں سب کچھ، کہتے بھی ہے کم اور کہے دیتے ہیں سب کچھ، کیا کم سخنی کم سخنی کم سخنی ہے، کیا کم سخنی کم سخنی کم سخنی ہے. سو جامی مائے حق اپی کر کے کہے اور، سو جامی مائے حق اپی کر کے کہے اور، کیا تشنا لبی تشنا لبی تشنا لبی ہے، کیا تشنا لبی تشنا لبی تشنا لبی ہے. سو جان دلاتے ہیں وہ آدھی کے عوض میں، سو جان دلاتے ہیں وہ آدھی کے عوض میں، کیا جا طلبی جا طلبی جا طلبی ہے، کیا جا طلبی جا طلبی جا طلبی ہے. ہر آن وطن یاد دلاتے ہیں وہ طائب، ہر آن وطن یاد دلاتے ہیں وہ طائب، क्या बेवतनी 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 है, क्या बेवतनी 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 है। मुर्शिद की नजर गज़ बसर से न होती है, क्या खुश नजरी खुश नजरी खुश नजरी है।
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دام اللہ حافظہم کا کلام ہے، کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا، کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا.
حسن فانی سے تیرا آہ یہ شاداں ہونا، حسن فانی سے تیرا آہ یہ شاداں ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون، دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون. آہ ہر لمحہ تیرے دل کا پریشان ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تجھ کو، شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تجھ کو. نعمت درد سے دل کا تیرے خنداں ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم، رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم. تیری رحمت ہے یہ خاروں کا گلستان ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. رہبر منزل جانا سے ہے دوری کا سبب، رہبر منزل جانا سے ہے دوری کا سبب. منزل حق سے تیرا گریزاں ہونا، منزل حق سے تیرا گریزاں ہونا. جذب منزل ہی کا صدقہ ہے کہ ہر لغزش پر، جذب منزل ہی کا صدقہ ہے کہ ہر لغزش پر. آسیوں کا یہ تیری راہ میں گریاں ہونا، آسیوں کا یہ تیری راہ میں گریاں ہونا. یہ علامت ہے تجھے ہو گئی نسبت حاصل، کیا علامت ہے تجھے ہو گئی نسبت حاصل. ہر نفس سے یہ تیری آہ
نمایاں ہونا، ہر نفس سے تیری یہ آہ نمایاں ہونا، لے لیا درد تیرا دونوں جہاں کے بدلے، لے لیا درد تیرا دونوں جہاں کے بدلے، تھی خبر جس کو تیرے درد کا درماں ہونا، تھی خبر جس کو تیرے درد کا درماں ہونا، یہ علامت ہے کہ حاصل ہے تجھے صدق و یقین، یہ علامت ہے کہ حاصل ہے تجھے صدق و یقین، خوف محشر سے تیرے قلب کا لرزاں ہونا، خوف محشر سے تیرے قلب کا لرزاں ہونا، یہی تو دیتا ہے مہجوری منزل کی خبر، یہی تو دیتا ہے مہجوری منزل کی خبر، یعنی اپنوں سے تیرا دست و گریباں ہونا، یعنی اپنوں سے تیرا دست و گریباں ہونا، اور جس کے چہرے پہ نہ ہو آہ نبی کی سنت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، جس کے چہرے پہ نہ ہو آہ نبی کی سنت، کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا، کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا، لاسٹ آخر شعر ہے، چوم لیتا ہے فلک بڑھ کے زمین کو اختر، چوم لیتا ہے فلک بڑھ کے زمین کو اختر، ہو مبارک کسی عاصی کا پشیماں ہونا، ہو مبارک کسی عاصی کا پشیماں ہونا، حسن فانی سے تیرا آہ یہ شاداں ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا، دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون، آہ ہر لمحہ تیرے دل کا پریشان ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العظيم. This beautiful poems, Maulana Shamsul Alam first explained, and from the Quran Sharif, which our Shaykh explains, that Allah in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Understand well that the friends of Allah Ta'ala are only those people who abstain from sin. And he sang quite a few couplets from there. One very important one is that how many people there are who believe themselves to be buzurgs, to be pious. Others believe them to be buzurgs, to be pious, but they don't abstain from guna. They are not ashiks, they are fasiks. Though they might be appearing like ashiks, but a person doesn't save himself from guna. Accidentally you make guna, that's different. Occasionally you are a human being, you will err. But the habit of guna, like the habit of the eyes guna, you are watching TV, you are looking at other things, and you thinking, I'm a buzurg, I'm a pious person. And it isn't that to build a madrasa, to establish a khanqa, to go out in jamaat, that you become a buzurg. By staying away from guna is a buzurg. So a person must not fool himself with that he's a buzurg when he's involved in any guna. So to think that I'm a buzurg and we are involved in guna, that is, what is it, is part of speech in English, like you tell somebody that you are very pious but you mean he's a big sinner. You mean the opposite, sarcasm. That you think yourself that I'm a buzurg, but actually you're a fasik. And somebody tell you, oh, you're a big buzurg, they mean you're a big scallop. That you are stealing with your eyes, you are looking at other things, you're doing all wrong things, but you're thinking I'm a big buzurg. There is a big dhoka, deception, and it must not happen that this deception only opens at the time of maut. That I was thinking I'm a big buzurg, and when maut comes, then I find out, no, I was actually a big fajir. I was a big sinner, and I was just thinking that I'm a big buzurg. A person should have that fear all the time. That what is my condition? A person who doesn't get tawfiq of tawbah, it is dangerous, because a human, he is bound to err, and he can't do without tawbah istighfar. A human is a human. He has to make a lot of tawbah istighfar, where he realizes I'm sinful, and not just to show other people, and they must think that no, he's a big buzurg, but look at him, he thinks of himself as a sinner. But earnestly within yourself, until a person doesn't realize that I'm a sinner, that I cannot fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala in any way, till a person does not realize that, he hasn't started on his road of suluk, and the road to reach Allah Ta'ala. So a person must always realize, and the more a person realizes the greatness of Allah, the more he realizes how insignificant, how sinful, how incompetent, how weak, how wrong he is. Till he doesn't realize that, he hasn't started recognizing Allah Ta'ala. Then this beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Kaise Ma'alum Ho Mu'min Ka Musalma Hona. How will we know that this is a mu'min? But how will we know that he is a Muslim? In other words, iman is in his heart. We accept that. With what respect? Hazrat, the sinner also, with what respect? That outwardly, from his appearance, he doesn't look like a Muslim. He is a mu'min, but from his appearance, he doesn't look like a Muslim. No topi on the head, no beard, dressing is far from sunnah. Then in his heart, he is a mu'min. But how are we going to know that he is a mu'min? Husne fani se tera ah ye shada hona. That if you are enjoying looking at this woman of this world, in whichever way it is, looking at them live, looking at them on videos, TVs, magazines, whatever it is, and you enjoy looking at them, yehi dalil hai zalim tera nada hona. That you are actually a very, very stupid still. That you are amusing yourself with sin. A person who amuses himself with stool and urine, a person who wants to amuse himself with snakes and scorpions, that person is a mad person. That person is not right in his head. So this woman, they might appear so be beautiful, but the reality is that they the fire of Jahannam. They are, the disobedience of Allah is the fire of Jahannam. And if a person is enjoying looking, when he's wrapped in the fire of Jahannam, and he's thinking, I'm a buzurg, how stupid isn't he? So, dil diya ghair ko zalim to kaha chain o sukoon. If you have given your heart to anything, anyone besides Allah, to your business, to your money, to your car, to your house, to woman, whoever it is, if you gave your heart to anyone besides Allah Ta'ala, where are you going to find peace of mind and contentment of heart? Peace of mind and contentment of heart is not in material things, it is only by Allah. And if you have displeased Allah, you are working for Abdul Razzaq, and you go and claim your wages from Abdul Ghaffar, what wages is he going to give you? Allah is the one who will give you chain, sukoon, and you're looking for it from somebody else. Where are you going to find it from somebody else? Har lamha tere dil ka pareshan hona. Such a person, all the time he's in anxiety, he's in worry, he doesn't find peace of mind. Whatever then Allah Ta'ala sends the asbab to make him parishan. When a person is disobedient to Allah, breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala, Allah causes that person, there is no chain sukoon in his life. Whether it now may be from his friends, they are always fighting with him. Whether it's the family, yalbisukum ba'adukum ba'asa ba'adha. That Allah makes you fight amongst yourself, you find no sukoon. In your house you don't find sukoon. In anything you don't find any peace of mind. That means you are not on your road to Allah. You are displeasing Allah Ta'ala. You are making your namaz also, but still you are not, your heart is not in namaz, your mind is somewhere else all the time. So that is a sign that you are somewhere, you have displeased Allah. Allah Ta'ala is not such that He just punishes a person for nothing. We bring it upon ourselves. Inna zallaman lil'abid. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah doesn't make any zulm on His bandas. We bring it upon ourselves, our problems that we have, that we are facing, depression that comes, all these things, we bring it upon ourselves.
شَيْخِ كَامِلْ كِي تَوَجُّهُ مُبَارَكْ تُجْكُ.
And a person who gets the attention of a sheikh kamil, not a person who thinks he's a buzurg, but actually he's not a buzurg. No, a sheikh kamil, genuine Allah wala. If a person gets his attention, if he shows liking towards you, that is a great, great ni'mat. That's a clear sign that Allah loves you. When a pious person, a genuine pious person, loves you, that's a clear sign that Allah Ta'ala loves you.
نعمت درد سے دل کا تیرے خندہ ہونا. This نعمت of yours, نعمت درد سے, this love that you will find peace in your heart.
When you get the attention and the favors and the love of a pious person, a genuine pious person, you will feel it in your heart. And you will feel that happiness and you will enjoy being in their company. You'll enjoy being there. And the opposite of it, if you don't have that attention, you don't enjoy the company of the pious, you don't feel comfortable in their company, that's not a good sign at all. Because it comes clearly, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi explains, that the pious people, the righteous, the awliya, they are not Allah Ta'ala. And yet they are not separate from Allah Ta'ala also. Outwardly, this looks like words of shirk. But his explanation is such that nobody can break that explanation. He says the rays of the sun are not the sun. It's different. But they are not separate from the sun also. Wherever the sun is, the rays are going to be there. So wherever Allah wa'ala are, the genuine Allah wa'ala, Allah is there. When you are sitting by Allah wa'ala, you can be sure you are sitting by Allah Ta'ala. Allah is everywhere. Allah's special attention is focused there. So a person who doesn't enjoy sitting by Allah Wala, their company, that's a sign he's not enjoying to be by Allah Ta'ala. This is exactly like it comes in a hadith sharif, that the sign of the love of Allah is the love of the zikr of Allah. If you love somebody, somebody speaks of that person, how happy you feel. Somebody praises that person you love, how happy you feel. So, and if you don't like, somebody is praising somebody and you don't like it, that means you don't like that person. So when Allah's name is taken, the zikr of Allah, You like it, Allah's name is taken. The person is enjoying making zikr, etc. That's a sign you love Allah Ta'ala. And if you don't like the zikr, and people who are allergic to zikr, unfortunately so allergic, usually an allergy is when you suffering a condition, and you take that thing which causes that condition to become harmful to you, then you suffer. But this somebody else is making zikr, and you're getting a headache. Your stomach is paining because somebody, how serious is this allergy? That is, you're not making zikr. If you're making zikr and you feel awkward, that is something. Somebody else is making zikr, but your stomach starts paining. Eh? So all this is a serious condition. So a person who is comfortable with Allah Wala in their company, and he gets their love and attention, no matter how much shukr he makes, is not enough. That's a sign that he has got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Rin bhi tere karam se huye ab shaykh haram. The people who were so sinful, they also became the shaykh of the haram. Living examples in front of us in the history also. Look at our brother Yusuf Bulbulya, all his whole family. The nobs of the brothers, they were gangsters, Packer Street, gangsters fire. Very famous those days, anyone who knows them, and other people also. But by the company of Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sabra, they became so big awliya, became friends of Allah. How pious and righteous they became. So like that, those by the company of the righteous and the pious, people who were in the gutters, people who were doing so much wrong, where Allah raised them and where Allah Ta'ala took them. Teri rahmat hai, ye kharo ka gulista hona. And there is only the rahmat of Allah that these thorns became beautiful gardens. That a thorn becomes a garden, there is the rahmat of Allah. And Allah, this is Darul Asbab. How, where Allah shows what is the sabab, that Allah connects a person with Allah Wala. Either he will find his way to some Allah Wala, or Allah Wala, Allah will send them to them. And this, both things happen in this world. That some, how many times a great sheikh comes, Hadramah Qamar al-Zama sahab is coming, and they don't just come, Allah sends them. There is somebody who needed the water, Allah sent the cloud to come and rain there. And how many hearts get like dry fields, like water falls on them, and how they become green. Or Allah makes the means, Allah sends you to them. And Allah makes this means that you get connected, and it is a connection with Allah Ta'ala. Where a person has got a sincere desire, wherever he can be in the world, Allah will send a sheikh to him, or Allah will send him to the sheikh, and Allah will fulfill that need of his. Rehbar-e-manzil-e-jana se hai duri ka sabab. And a person who distances himself from the guide towards Allah Ta'ala, from a guide, a sheikh, a kamil, a person who distances himself, what is the cause? Why a person doesn't want to be with a sheikh, a kamil? Why doesn't want to practice on his teachings and his instructions? Why he doesn't like to be with them? What is the cause? Manzile haq se tera gureza hona. Because you don't want to reach your destination. You yourself, you enjoy like a pet. It doesn't want to even open, it want to open its eyes. Allah gave it the punishment that its eyes are closed. It doesn't see the sun. And because the pet is one animal that it eats from its mouth and does number two from its mouth. It is so upside down, Allah gave it this punishment. From where you eat, from there you will do your number two also. So like a person who closes his eyes from Allah Ta'ala, he can't see any Allah Wala. He looks in the whole world, he doesn't find any Allah. And if any Allah Wala, he finds fault with them. These people are like this. These people, he finds fault with them all the time. So a person who is blind from reaching Allah, that is his destination. That person doesn't find... Rehbare manzil jana se hai, that is the cause why these people are distant from Allah Wala. Because they haven't made their... If you got a dental problem, you don't go to an architect. you'll be far away from your artery. You have a, you want to build a house, you go to, then you won't go to the dentist and tell him, I want to build a house, will you draw plans for me? So a person who is not interested in reaching Allah, he doesn't go to Allah wala. A person who is interested, I want to reach Allah, I want to find Allah, he will go to Allah wala. There I get my directions, I get led towards Allah Ta'ala. Jazbe manzil hi ka sadqa hai har lagzish har lagzish par. Jazbe manzil hi ka sadqa hai. And when a person is like a magnet that is drawn to its destination now, when you are drawn towards Allah Ta'ala, the sadqa of that, the barakat of that, the result, the fruit of that, that on every son of yours, aasiyo ka ye teri raah mein giriya hona, that those who committed sin, this stops you from reaching Allah, so you crying all the time. Ya Allah, you want to travel somewhere? Now all the snow and the cold in England, in the Europe, flights are being cancelled left, right and center. And a person who wants to reach his destination, now his flight is cancelled, what is his inner condition? A person who didn't want to go somewhere, somebody forced him, flight got cancelled, he's so happy. So if a person wanted to reach Allah and now his flight got cancelled, how sad that person will cry, will be, how he'll be sad, crying to Allah, Ya Allah, somehow or the other I must reach there. But a person who didn't want to, we didn't want to come to the majlis, but our friends coaxed us, encouraged us, now last minute something went wrong, he's happy, oh very good, now I don't have to go. But a person who really wanted to go and something happened, he make alternative arrangements immediately, phone here, and he couldn't get it right anyway, how sad is he? So when a person genuinely wants to reach Allah, then he'll want to go to the places where he'll be guided towards Allah. And a person who's not interested in reaching Allah Ta'ala, he's not interested in going there also. He'll find fault with all that. These people, what are they doing? They're wasting their time, etc. Ye alamat hai. Tujhe ho gayi nisbat hasil. What is the sign that you have been connected to Allah Ta'ala? Har nafas se ye teri aah numaya hona. At every step in your life, Ya Allah, I'm so weak. I'm like a munafiq. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should feel like, Oh Allah, I'm so bad. You are so kind. What favors you have you shower upon me all the time. But Oh Allah, I'm so bad. I can't make my namazes properly. I haven't got concentration. Oh Allah, I'm the worst in the world. That's a sign that a person has got nisbat, when he feels like that towards Allah Ta'ala. And when he just does not care, he's not worried, just carrying on, roaming around, no worry. A person like little children, when we sit in the car and you come home, then they start crying. No, when you must go somewhere else also. Must go somewhere else. They just want to travel all the time. They got no destination. So just like that, when we are like that, we got no destination. We just want to roam around. We haven't, home is not home for us. You don't feel nice at home. How many men just can't, their heart is not in the house. As long as they're outside with friends, with other things, then they're all right. In the house, their heart is not in that house. So a person whose heart by the real house, which is akhirat, and by Allah whose heart is not there, that person is in a very sad state. He needs treatment and he needs it very seriously and very urgently.
Qalb-e aasi pe gunaho ki nahusat ye hai.
And what the sinner, what is the evil that has overcome him, his heart?
Uske gulshan ka andhero se bayaba hona.
That he's got a beautiful garden, but he wants to commit suicide. In his garden, he's like in a jungle. And this is also open. The statistics of the Western world, their own statistics. The most suicides are happening in their countries. They are not happening what are called third world countries. Suicides are very low. Hardly you hear in third world countries. If you go out in the villages and those places, you don't hear anyone committing suicide. What a great bluff. But we don't see it, that these people, that they think they are very advanced and they got psychiatrists and they got psychiatrists, their clinics and everything. And because of that they advanced. And those poor people don't need psychiatrists.
they don't have any psychiatrical problems, so they don't need it. But these are advanced. Those people in the villages, you don't find a very up-to-date the dental clinic. Their teeth, naturally, they are shining, they are clean all the time. They don't have to even extract a tooth in their whole life. So we think that we got all very advanced dental clinics and that. They got no opticians there. They don't need it. Whole life they don't need glasses. We think we got it, so we very advanced. They are the advanced people who live that simple, natural life, that they don't have psychiatric problems, they don't have sugar, they don't have blood pressure, and they're living comfortable until old ages, they're living their lives comfortable. We, because we are, who needs a lawyer? Many people, we are proud that in our family, so many lawyers. Who needs a lawyer? Crook needs a lawyer. So many lawyers, it's a proof we are crooks, that's why we need lawyers. We need doctors. In Medina Sharif, a doctor came, he stayed 6 months, not one patient. And then so who needs doctors? Sick people. We are proud we got so many doctors in the family. That's not a thing to be proud about. That's a proof that we are sick people, we are a sick nation. So these people in their outward gardens, but they are committing suicide all the time. And who are the most is in Western countries. And who are the most who are committing suicide? The psychiatrists. There's the those who are solving other people's problems. They can't solve their own problems. They are the ones who are committing the most suicides. Le liya dard tera dono jahan ke badle. And when a person takes the love of Allah and he sacrifices the two worlds, not only dunya, even Jannat is not interested. Jannat is Jannat, sir aankho pe. But Allah is billion times above Jannat. Allah is the one who made Jannat. Allah made this Jannat. Allah can make another 200 Jannats. Allah made this Jannat so beautiful. Allah can make this Jannat even more. If you got Allah, you have got everything. So a person who sacrificed his lust, his desires, his sins, whatever it was, and he made Allah his object. And he wants to reach Allah. Thi khabar jisko tere dard ka dharma hona. That person does this who knows what is the enjoyment of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That person who goes and he gets a taste of the love of Allah and then he just wants to increase, he sacrifices all the small things of this dunya. These things like a dog eating a bone. This dunya is jifa. It comes in the ad-dunya jifa wa talibuha kilab. And the seekers of dunya are dogs. The dogs of dunya. So a person, if you want a dog to eat meat, just put meat and see it leaves the bone. So the minute we will find Allah, to whatever extent, so much we'll give up our heart. It doesn't mean Islam is that balanced religion that we'll still carry on doing our dunya's work, business, our homes, our wives, but our heart will be with Allah all the time. And then Allah will give such enjoyment in all those material things also. Allah will get that person who has become Allah's, Allah, his family relation will become so good. What his family, what his wife, his business, Allah will make it. And easily Allah will give him his rosy. He won't have to work hard. How many people we see who became Allah's, Allah made their rosy very easy for them. And good relations in the house also. At the end, you are enjoying your namaz, you are enjoying your tilawat, your zikr, your tahajjud, all those things you are enjoying at the same time also. So that is a person who finds he'll sacrifice the whole dunya. He'll give up a bone for when he finds a meat. Then he doesn't even look at the bone after that. Not even when the dog starts eating the bone, the meat. He from the side of his eyes also, he doesn't look at the bone. Oh, I left that alone. I made a big sacrifice, I left the bone alone. Now how he goes on eating the meat? The minute the person finds Allah, he will this bone of dunya and this carrion of dunya, he won't even look at it. Ye alamat hai ke hasil hai tujhe sidq aur yaqeen. This is a sign that you have acquired the truthfulness of Allah. You have your iman is now has become a reality. Iman e murithi, iman which we inherited, we were born in Muslim homes, have become now iman e haqiqi, has become the real iman. It's no more only customary iman in Islam that we're living in a Muslim society. everyone make Juma, we make Juma. Everyone getting up for Seri, small children crying to get up for Seri. No, now with your own inside conviction, you are doing everything. The haqeeqat of this thing has come to you now. What is the sign of that? Khawf-e mehshar se tere qalb ka larza hona. That all the time, what will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? That a person, Allah gives him the consciousness of the presence of Allah. That Allah is watching me, but immediately with that, oh Allah, I don't know if you're happy with me or are you unhappy with me. Just to be thinking of Allah is also not enough. But is Allah happy with me or is Allah unhappy with me? Whatever I might be doing, even in my namaz, is Allah happy with me? Perhaps my beard is not right. Perhaps my trousers are below my ankles. Perhaps in my heart I've got some filth and dirt which Allah is unhappy with. I displeased my wife and I'm making tahajjud. And Allah is unhappy. So in your namaz also, that worry, is Allah happy with me, unhappy with me? Whatever I'm doing, I'm driving to work, I'm busy in my work, is Allah happy with me or is Allah unhappy? What will be many buzurgs that the time has come to go to Allah Ta'ala? وَلَا أَدْرِي مَا اللَّهُ سَانِعٌ بِهِ. And I don't know what is Allah going to be doing with me. Is Allah going to shower His mercies? That is a sign that a person has found Allah. And that a person, a student who didn't study, he's not even worried about the results. Because he knows he has failed. He's not worried. But a person, a student who studied hard and he's made effort, he wants to know that he's got hope that he has passed, he has got good marks. But until he hasn't seen the marks, he's not happy. He's not happy. So till we don't know what Allah has decided. Therefore, many buzurgs, they say, oh Allah, let this matter come to an end. I'm in this anxiety. Let my death come. I want to know what my result is. A student who has done well is very keen for his results. He tries, goes to his ustad, make plans this way, that way, what marks I got. He tries and peep in the mark schedule. If I can just see my marks, what marks I got. So a person who has pleased Allah is eager that I want to know what my result is. And he said, this dunya has lost value. It hasn't got any value for him. He wants to know his results there. Yahi to data hai mehjuri manzil ke khabar. And what shows that you have got no inclination to your destination. You are not inclined to Allah. You are not thinking of your akhirat. You haven't made Jannat your object. You haven't made Allah your object. What is the sign of that? Yani apno se tera desto gariba hona. That you are always fighting with your people around you. All the time you are in fights all the time. That is a sign that you have not made your object Allah Ta'ala. So you're finding time to fight. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, with regard to the ayat, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Allah is رب عرش عظيم, the Rabb of the great arsh. And that is مجاري قضاء, where every decision is made. The petrol price, bread price, whatever decision is made, it is made there. So on this, مولانا ثانوي رحمة الله عليه says, من كان نظره إلى مجاري القضاء. A person whose eyes are there, لا يفني أيامه في مخاصمة الناس. He doesn't waste his day in this world fighting with this one, with that one. A dog also knows, you throw a stone at it, it won't run after the dog. He knows that it must run after from where the source of this came. I must run to that person, not to the stone. So halat that come, your neighbors are fighting with you. Car accident. Now you had a problem with that person. You're fighting with him. Suing the person. All these things. All these fights. You haven't got contact there. You don't know it's coming. You are worse than a dog. That a dog also knows that stone is not harming me. The person who throws the stone. All your conditions are coming from majariya qada. And you are fighting with people around you. So a sign that you are fighting with people. People speak this about you. Now you want to go and take off with those people. People wrote bad about you. Now you haven't got contact there. And you haven't even understood that all this is coming from there. That dog also understands that stone is not the cause, the thrower of the stone. So halat are coming from Allah Ta'ala. So everything, if now my expenses are not enough, I will worry, go and work two shifts, fight for more wages, go on strike, and
all what they do, this when they strike, toy, do all these things. But a person who knows, he'll make dua to Allah. And he'll make tawbah of his gunas. That, Ya Allah, these difficult conditions which are coming, are all coming from you. I have done something wrong. Oh Allah, you forgive me. And he'll correct. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna khalqil wa bayna al-khalq. A person who corrects that between man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah. Aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. Allah corrects all those matters which are between him and Allah's creation. But we don't correct that matters, and we are involved in yeah, and we become worse, more fights, more arguments, deeper into court cases, more expenses, more into health solutions, more expenses, more money. The way we had to turn was to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, my wife is fighting with me, she is upset. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. My neighbors are fighting with me, my friends are now turning against me. Hazrat, one beautiful poem, Ek unki nazar kya badli. When Allah has turned his attention from you, now Allah was happy, now Allah became angry with you. Sari jaha badla. The whole world badal. Your friends have changed now. Your everyone, they are, now you see them different. Who you hope that they will support you, they became your worst enemy. They turned against you. Jiske chehre par na ho ah nabi ki sunnat. A person who haven't got the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his face, kaise maalum ho mu'min ka musalman hona. Hazrat respects him. I accept you are a mu'min, but that is hidden in your heart. Outwardly, how are we going to know? How are we going to make salam to you? How are we going to fulfill the rights of a Muslim? We don't see the signs of a Muslim upon you. Chum leta hai falak bhar ke zameen ko akhtar. Hazrat says that when a person becomes truly Allah wala, then it is like the sky coming down and kissing the earth. Sky is so high, so great, so noble. It is like a princess going to kiss the person who is cleaning the toilets. The princess, so great she is, and she lowers herself and comes and kiss the toilet cleaner. When? Ho mubarak kisi aasi ka pashima hona. When you start crying to Allah, your past sins, every sinner has got a history. Every saint has got a history, every sinner has got a future. That he's got a, the minute you make tawbah, la'aninul muzdabin, the sobbing and crying of Allah, of the sinner, aneen, that hichkiya marna, that you're crying and you're, that like boiling sound from your chest, that Ya Allah, I've been such a great sinner, I've done so much of wrong, O Allah. La habba ila Allah min zajril musabbihin. Those who are reading Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, tilawat. Allah loves that person who makes tawbah more than these people here also. When a person, so no matter what guna, there is no hope lost. Just make tawbah. And then it will be such like the skies have come down to kiss the earth. It will be such like the princess went and kissed the toilet cleaner. When you make tawbah, that is the honor you get by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So after explaining all this, there is no hope lost for anyone. And these are the signs of the true Allah wa Allah. Hazrat, we might say that is very, and Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah even more. Allahu Akbar. Everyone thinks that he was very hard and that. But if you really study his works, he has got the biggest place for the biggest sinners also. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. What, when he became a buzurg, and what a great buzurg he became. One occasion he saw the prince, the king's son, that he was drunk, foam coming out from his mouth, sleeping on a bear, in a bad condition, flies flying around him, very bad. He took pity on him, he took cold water, he washed his face, he became sober. When he became sober, he got a shock. You? Allah wa'ala, you pull out your long kurtas and atar all the time. You got time for filth and dirt like me? I'm in this bad conditions. So Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah ali said, you haven't understood Allah wa'ala. They got mercy for all the creation of Allah ta'ala. That though you are so bad, you are not bad in our hearts. And we try and wean you over and join you to Allah ta'ala. Then immediately Allah made him a wali. a great wali, immediately that prince. So Ibrahim ibn Adham got a shock that usually to become a wali, years of mujahada, you stay with your sheikh, your Islam becomes slowly, you fall down, you get up, you walk, you fall again you get up. It takes a long, and immediately Allah told Ibrahim ibn Adham, غَسَلْتَ وَجْهَهُ لِأَجْلِي, you washed his face for my sake, فَغَسَلْتُ قَلْبَهُ لِأَجْلِكَ, so I washed his heart for your sake, the love that I've got for you, and you did this to my banda, because of the love I have for you, I washed his heart, it became clean, and the minute the heart is clean, you're a wali of Allah. Then you washed his face, and you cleaned his face, I washed his heart, and I cleaned his heart. You did it for my sake, he's my banda, I did it for your sake. So Allah wa'ala, a person who makes contact with them, and whatever, they want jazakallah, they want look of kindness towards us, they want smile, Allah ta'ala, it has got great value by Allah ta'ala. That this person, he said jazakallah to this banda of mine, Allah gives the reward accordingly. The whatever goodness, so these people have got great value. So tawbah as soon, it's not a masala, but an example. Insurance companies, panel beaters can write off a car, but Allah doesn't write off anyone. You can be worse, your heart can be burned black with sin, completely. Not only black, but black, completely black your heart is with sin. Tawbah, and immediately, not only white, so white that it whitens other people's hearts. Your other people's hearts, it will put life in dead hearts also. The minute, so tawbah Allah has given us, and we must never be independent and stay away from making, even if we can't reach the proper level of tawbah, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, at least just say Astaghfirullah. If read it 100 times, you can't 100 times, 10 times, read it a day. Just this Astaghfirullah, you mean nothing by it, you're just saying Astaghfirullah, but it's the seed you are planting. The tree will grow on its time, and the fruit will come on its time, but at least plant the seed, start off somewhere at least, and then slowly carry on, the reality will come, Allah will give you. One time I found Hazrat many years ago, and I told Hazrat, no other dua comes on my tongue besides istighfar, after Faraz namaz, any time, only istighfar. I thought Hazrat is going to shout me that you have so many duas, you must make duas. He said, Maulana Mubarak, that is, you are on the super highway to reach Allah. When a person gets tawfiq to make istighfar, Ya Allah, I'm faulty, I'm bad, I'm wrong, please forgive me, that person is on the way to reach Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, a very interesting subject also, one teaching of our deen, which is a very important teaching, tawakkul, to trust on Allah Ta'ala. Tawakkul, and also to believe in taqdeer. They are very closely related. To whatever Allah has decreed for us, we accept it. And what does modern science say about this? Tawakkul ek aisi islami halat ka naam hai, to trust on Allah, that Allah, whatever you have put in our taqdeer, we accept it. Jis mein har kaam mein Allah Ta'ala ke saamne apna sar tasleem hai, khum karke rada ilahi par sabir wa shakir ho jaye. That on every action of Allah, what Allah does to us, good, or what we see as good, and Allah's, from Allah's side, it's only good. We term it good or bad, but from Allah's side, it's only good. Like for example, a judge gives a death sentence to a person. From the person who's receiving the death sentence, for him it's bad, he's going to die now. But from the judge and the government side, it's a good thing. How many other people are going to get saved? This person got such a habit of killing, murder, he'll kill so many more people. Of raping, he's going to rape so many other women. So for everyone, it's so Allah's command which comes, it's only good. According to us as individuals, it's either good or it's bad for us. But from Allah's side, every command is only good. So a person, whatever Allah Ta'ala sends command, he's got his sabir and shakir. Anything which for us we don't like, sabar on that. And good, that which the Buzurg say, that jab ni'mat aaye, when a ni'mat comes, to us par itraye nahi, don't be boastful and arrogant. Or jab musibat aaye, to ghabraye nahi,
And when some difficulty comes, then don't become now agitated, don't become depressed, don't lose heart now. It's all from Allah. Accident came, your wife died, your child died. Allah, we feel it, we are human beings, but we accept it. Allah, you wrote this for us. It could be even worse, much more worse than what has happened. It could be worse also. You accept it, that radha ilahi, that whatever Allah has decreed, I'm happy with that. Is sabr aur shukr aur qanaat ki zindagi mein kaisi taqat aur quwwat hai, uska ehsaas aaj musalman ko hargiz nahi. In a person who is blessed with this maqam, this stage of tawakkul, of radha bil qada, what Allah has said, you accept it, that the sabr, shukr, qanaat, this contentment, that I'm a poor person, Allah meant me to be poor, no, but I tried very hard, I tried so many businesses, this is what's written for me, then I'm accepting that qanaat. What power there is in there, what strength there is in there. Today, unfortunately, Muslims, we hardly, our namazes are not in order, our tilawat, our before eating food, we're not saying bismillah. While eating, no alhamdulillah. After eating, no alhamdulillah. Where this Muslim is going to know what is sabr and what is tawakkul and what is radha bil qada? We don't associate ourselves with our deen. Dunya's things, cell phone, what is the latest cell phone? What is the latest technology in computers, in all these things that we all know, but our deen, that we don't know. We can sit hours with our computers, waste our time in unnecessary things, but to learn our deen, we haven't got time. For dunya's things and useless things, to follow cricket score, to follow soccer players, that this soccer player, to know his whole history, that all we will know, but about our deen, we got no time. So such a Muslim, what is he going to know? What is sabr? What is tawakkul? What is qanaat? Is what Europe biradari be shumar nafsiyati amraz se duchar hai. At the moment, he says, and all the time, the Western world, what they call industrialized countries, first world countries, they are plagued with psychological diseases. The soldiers who go back from Iraq, the soldiers who go back from Afghanistan, vast majority of them are mental cases. And even in their own countries, they're all mental cases. And they all such mental cases that it is a big, big achievement for them just to hit a ball in a small hole, to play golf. And all, they'll clap hands and what prizes they will win just because you could hit a ball in a small hole. Is this something? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah gave us brains, Allah gave us eyes, Allah made the heart, all these things for tomfoolery like this, for this wasteful things. One person throws a ball, one person hits it, three run after the ball, 50,000 people clapping hands. Is that what is that achievement? The 11 people this side on a field, 11 on that side, all just trying to get one big skin between two poles. Is that what Allah has created for us? And we all support this. We all follow it like mad people. So, the mental problem, all of them got their mental problem. In their big PhDs, permanent head damage they got. That is what a PhD is, who got permanent head damage. Uski bunyadi waja, tawakkul, zindagi ka fukdan hai. The one of the basic things why they suffer this condition, they no trust on, they don't believe in Allah, they don't trust. Today, now with this flights being cancelled in Europe and that, they say when we thought we had conquered nature, now we realize we haven't conquered nature still. So they feel, and it's not long ago that they claimed that God has died and now we have to just bury him. In other words, Allah plays no part in our lives. So they got no contact with Allah. They believe themselves that they are makers of their own destiny. So those people who are in such a condition, and when you fail, when you claim, I'm God, I'm the boss, I do everything. In my organization, nothing. And when everything goes down, the whole organization fails. Not only America, but the alliance of the kuffar, they couldn't defeat Afghanistan. And they're admitting their own defeat. But those people who hardly got war boots, they wear chappal and they fight. Those people who haven't got food, just a piece of roti in their pocket. When they feel hungry, take out their dry roti, chew it, eat it. and they defeated the alliance of the kuffar. Not only America, but all the state-of-the-art technology, but all the satellite information, what they know, that it can be a 10-story concrete building. Right in the basement, we can see what's happening. That a person, not only what cigarette he's smoking, even if he's smoking a Stompy, that also we know which cigarette he's smoking. We know so much that they are facing humiliation. They don't know how to save face and come out of Afghanistan. So these people, uski bunyadi wajah, tawakkul-e-zindagi ka fuqdan hai. No trust on Allah. Gods of their own destiny, they make their taqdeer, they everything. Nature is in their control, they control the seas, they control everything. Agar unse koi nuksan hota hai, to us nuksan ke awamil talash karte. When something goes wrong, immediately inquiry. That why this thing went wrong, what cause, what's the cause of death. Any person die, cause of death. Any accident, cause of the accident. Everything. Agar wo awamil mil jate hai, if they find some cause, to apne aap ko malamat karte. Oh, we failed in this. We tried so much, we took so much precaution, again we failed here. Aur agar awamil nahi milte, they don't find any cause, to bhi apne aap ko malamat karte. Then also, they are all the time blaming themselves. Hatta ke baz aukaat, dil bardashta hokar khudkushi kar le, until they become so depressed that they even commit suicide. And ayyadin, everyone, their presidents, their big people committing suicide all the time. Bilkul yahi kaifiyat ek ghardar khatoon ki hai. This is the condition of a woman who stays at home. Ghar mein rehte hue barhal, usse gharelu masail se do char hona padta hai. She goes through all the chores of the house. Children make a mind a wreck. The servant not working right. Now the washing machine is not working. Now the vacuum is not working. She's got problems. Children troubling her all the time. She cooked and she got busy on the phone. Her food burnt. The pot burnt. All. And she goes through. Though she's in a house, secure place. But a housewife, what and what she goes through. But unfortunately, we are such men, we don't take any notice. We just find fault. Like, for example, we sat at the dastarkhan. But what care they put the plates. The plates, the glass must be exactly 45 degrees. They take a protector and they measure it. The spoon must be exactly at 90 degrees. Everything is set, the soup bowl, everything. The vegetable salads, those cucumbers are cut with what precision. And they are placed just exactly 2 millimeters lower than the next one. In a beautiful line, everything so beautiful. But we come, we don't notice one thing also. And after the whole table is set by the little girls or whoever, the mother, head of the family will come check again. Is everything right properly? Because they are so particular. But so they go through all this. Men don't notice anything. One husband, when he came home, he found that the children were dirty in their pyjamas. They did not eat still. It's already 5-6 o'clock. He came from work. Whole house is in a mess. Beds are not made. The kitchen is in a mess. Dishes are not washed. Dirty the whole house. What's wrong? Where's my wife today? We're looking for her. Find her lying in bed. What's wrong? You sick? No, I'm not sick. What's wrong? Every day you say, I do nothing. So today I decided I'll do nothing. And now you see what the result is when we do nothing. When we work every day, then you tell us, whole day you're sitting on the phone. Whole day you say you do nothing at home. So today I decided I'll do nothing. So this is the result when we do nothing. So how much they do, but we don't notice. Our clothing is washed, not only ironed, but scented also. Not only that, what we require for the bathroom, it's hung up for there. Our clean towel, dry towel is put, and the towel is scented. But we never notice. One day something short and we come down like how hard we come down upon them. And we never, whole life, no shukriya, no jazakallah, no appreciation, how much they sacrifice. So how? Don't think they're staying in the house. She's not only a housewife, she's a house executive. She got a very top post and she's got a very vital and important role. Ab ya Islam sabr aur tawakkul ka dars deta hai. Islam teaches even for that house protected condition, they are also sabar, tawakkul. Lekin Europe zindagi ke ishtial mein,
But in this Western way of life that has burnt a fire in our lives and in our heart, we want to copy them everything. Sabr or tawakkul, naam ki cheez hargiz nahi. There is not even by name there is a thing you must be sabr. You must fight back. If anyone today, what kind of counseling, etc. Their counseling, that they try and find out 50 years ago what happened. And now you must go fight with that person. One person on our safar, yeah, he had, his son had a problem with one of the ustads of the madrasa, and now the son has become a drug addict. Now what they found out in what their tahqeeq is, because that ustad had abused the child, that's why he became a drug addict. Now all this, anything, everything that my parents, they abused me. So therefore I got a problem today, I'm abusing. That you don't take responsible. You put somebody else, you don't take the responsibility yourself, you'll never solve your problem. You the problem. Until you don't accept I'm the problem, how are you going to solve your problem? Now just to make you happy and soothe your nafs, that it's somebody else. They, because of what happened in my childhood, what happened in my, when I was small, because of that today I'm like this. No, every person, Shariat has made every person responsible for his own actions. It's not somebody else's actions. You la yukallifu Allah nafsan illa wus'aha. Everyone is responsible for his own. But their counseling, there is nothing like make sabr. No, you must go to court. Until you don't sue them, you won't come right. You must take them to court. So all that is their way. The tawakkul, there is nothing. You must trust on Allah. No, you must fight it. You must do everything. Isliye waha talaq ki ziyadati. There now all the time, there is nothing like sabr. The wife didn't do, even for whatever reason, she didn't cook or something. One advert that just because the husband came home, food was not ready. He's choking his wife. He wants to kill her. There's abuse that happens all the time. Just there is no tawakkul, no sabr. So teachings of sabr and tawakkul, and until a person doesn't bring them in his life, he won't enjoy them. And their counseling is totally against all these things. Islam zabte nafs ka darz deta. Islam teaches you control yourself. They teach us, no, what you want you must get. You must fight for it. It's your birthright. You must fight for it. Fight the government, fight your company, fight whoever. You must get. Nothing like sabr, nothing like controlling. Or nigao ki hifazat, control of the eyes, where they even know these things. Kano ki hifazat, looking after the ears. Pao ki hifazat, the legs. Or dil ki hifazat bhi zabt nafs ka hissa. This is all controlling yourself. You control your eyes, you control your ears, all these things. Lekin uske baraks, Europe muashara zabt nafs ke hade tor kar zina ki taraf mail hota hai. There is animalism. Whoever your eyes fall on and you want to satisfy, you must go ahead. Whether it's your own two-year-old daughter, or whether it's a small child or whatever, this is what their teachings lead them. But then they now, why this person committed rape with a two-year-old child? Their own teachings are like that. They've groomed all their society like that. That is the result. My Ustad Hafizullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you plant weeds, you can't expect roses to grow. You plant weeds, weeds must grow. So their whole teaching, their whole lifestyle, their teaching is that light the fire, but don't burn. Islam says don't light the fire. Don't, no mixing of male and female. They say, oh, you mad, how can male and female? We say no alcohol. They say, what life? They just can't comprehend. Without wine, without whiskey, without alcohol, how can you live? There is no life. Islam just cuts it all from the root. Where can they even understand what the kufr parda on their heads, which is on their heads and their eyes, where can they understand this? Or zindagi mein be izzat aur khar ho jata hai. And they see from their everyday life how people are being disgraced. The presidents of a country fathering an illegitimate child. All these things, they see the results of this, but their eyes still don't open. Over and over they see what their grooming leads them to. But unfortunately, when there's such a parda on the eyes, they still want to justify it in all ways. If there was little bit of justice, forget truthfulness, they would accept Islam wholeheartedly. But nafs has overpowered them. Nafsiyati mahirin ki mutabik
According to the experts of psychology, tawakkul aadmi ko beshumar nafsiyati khatarnak amraz se najat deta hai. When you trust on Allah, you are saved from innumerable dangerous diseases. Heart attack, sugar levels rising, all this is related to your emotions. You come under pressure, under tension, your sugar levels go up, your blood pressure goes up, all these things. And that is also one major cause of heart attack. There are other causes also, the physical causes also, but this also, when you are so tense, then your blood also, it becomes like stiff. It doesn't want to move. That is now a heart attack. Whether it's a clot that causes it, or whether such a condition, you just can't accept what has happened. اور اس توکل کی وجہ سے انسان معاشرہ کا اچھا شہری اور فرد بن سکتا ہے. And if a person has got this توکل, Allah meant it, he makes sabr, that person has a very comfortable life and he becomes a good citizen of the country. May Allah give us all tawfiq of making amal, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.